greater fishing word. With me to Isaiah chapter 45. Isaiah chapter 45. Now in Isaiah chapter 45, we have a prophecy given that is miraculous in its very literal declaration. Let's read it, first few verses. Thus saith the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holden, to subdue nations before him. And I will loose the loins of kings, to open them before him, the two lead gates. The gates shall not be shut. This was prophesied about a king Cyrus, a Persian king who would rise up and conquer the Babylonians 150 years before he was born. And in this prophecy, Isaiah prophesied that Cyrus would be used to release Israel from bondage, 70 years of bondage, to go back and rebuild Jerusalem. And it's a miracle that he was able to prophesy this 150 years earlier, right, and it came to pass. I think that's pretty amazing by name. But also we understand that in 2016, Donald Trump was running for president, and some prophets got the word this verse also applies to him, this passage.
Yes.
That Donald Trump would be a type of King Cyrus, that would set captives free to go back and rebuild. And you knew who Lance Wall now is? I met Lance probably 15 years or so ago. Lance received a definite word from God back early in 2016 that Donald Trump would be elected and what he would do, and he wrote a book on it. He wrote the book, and it was released before all the primetime videos of Donald Trump were released. If you remember some of that, try not to, but where he was, you know, speaking crudely about women. And when that video came out, Lance Wall said, oh no, I've blown it. But yet he overcame that and was elected, and everything Lance Wall that prophesied came to pass in Donald Trump's life. The passage he used was this passage right here in Isaiah chapter 45. Starting out, it says, I will use him to loose the loins of kings. And so, what's that?
That's what he's doing now.
That's what he's doing now, yes it is. And so I looked it up in the commentaries, the very old commentaries, some of them hundreds of years old. I looked it up in the commentaries, what that meant. And this is literally, I will ungird, either as a general symbol or weakening, or specifically for disarming the sword being suspended from the girdle. In other words, it meant to take his sword away from him to disarm the enemy. And Cyrus was declared he would disarm his enemies. Amen. He would overcome them. It says, I will open the loins of kings to open before him the two lead gates, and the gates shall not be shut. So the two lead gates, again, old commentary. Got just copied and pasted right here. The two lead gates are those of kingly palaces. The gates, those of cities, which we will have to open to him. The words here and in the next verse may have been used with a special reference to the 100 brazen gates of Babylon. There were 100 brass gates around Babylon, which is who Cyrus conquered to become the next world empire. And so Isaiah prophesied this again 150 years before it took place. Now, I don't know how you would calculate the odds of it happening. Charles probably knows, but I don't. But it's not accidental. This is the word from God. And what makes it even more amazing is not only was it prophesied 150 years before Cyrus, It was prophesied 2,300 years before President Trump. 2,400 or so. Praise God. Because it applies to him as well. So when President Trump became in power, first thing he did was move the American embassy to Jerusalem. He showed great favor to Israel and still is. And they recognized him. Now understand, Vance got all this a year before he was elected. They commemorated a coin to President Trump with his image and Cyrus's image on it, because they declared him as a type of King Cyrus. Lance had already got that a year before he was elected. That's amazing. In fact, I have right here, I have one of the coins. The 70-year decree, Trump proclamation, with Donald Trump and King Cyrus on the front of it, as well as on the back, is Isaiah 45:1. Which we just read. This is what Israel put out, recognizing the hand of God working for President Trump.
Yes.
So this is just amazing to me that First Lance, others got it as well, not just Lance, but Lance is the one who wrote a book on it.
Yeah.
And said without doubt he would be president. You gotta believe it's without doubt if you write a book on it. Right? Verse 2, I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. In other words, everything that's holding you back, I'm going to do away with it. But we're going to find that God's going to say, I'm going to give you wisdom that's going to confound your enemies. He's had it.
Yes.
I will give thee the treasures of darkness. That's the wealth of the wicked coming to the righteous. That's wicked nations turning over wealth to the United States.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. And it filtering to the church. Glory be to God. That thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which call thee by thy name. Donald, is it J. Trump? Donald J. Trump, I call you by name. And the God of Israel. He's also the God of the United States, if we'll allow him. Amen. And it said, Israel was founded because of God's love for the people. The United States was founded because of the people's love for God. He's got his hand on America. Verse 4. For Jacob my servant's sake, and Israel my elect, I've even called thee by thy name. I've surnamed thee, though thou wast not known me. This is what's amazing. Cyrus had not been exposed to God like Jewish people had. And I'm convinced that when Donald Trump announced his running for president, that he was not born again yet. But he got born again later. Amen. And I believe it was Franklin Graham who was supposed to have led him to the Lord. Either he or Paul White. But here's what's amazing, and some of you have probably heard this story. Donald Trump, people say, well, Paula White, she got a hold of President Trump and she's been perverting his mind and stuff. No, that's not what happened. Donald Trump saw Paula White on television. Watched her, I guess, more than once, several times. He said, there's something on that woman. And he called for her to meet her. And he said, I'm thinking about running for president. Can you tell me what God says about it? She went and prayed, if I had the story right. She went and prayed and came back and she was crying. And she says, God says, yes, you're supposed to run. And you will win. He said, then why are you crying? He says, because I've seen what they're going to do to you.
Yes.
That was Paula White. He said, you may not like Paula, but that was a word from heaven. And understand, God can move them anybody.
That's right.
And she's the one that was given special access, now brought to President Trump, Kenneth Copeland, all these other spirit-filled leaders across the world. So I'm thankful for what she's done. I met Paula White about 2002, something like that. She shook my hand. Hallelujah. And so here we see prophesied over 2,000 years before it took place. a man of God being elected president of the United States who's going to put down darkness. I love it. Verse 5. I am the Lord. There is none like none else. There is no God beside me. I girded thee, though has not known me. There it is again. He didn't know me. Now he knows him. Donald Trump is coming to know Jesus. But he didn't at first. God's divine timing and interaction have causes to take place. So I know people will say, well, you know what he did in the past? Well, I know what I did in the past. It's forgiven. Thank you, Lord, for his transgressions as well. I know what my wife did in the past. I've forgiven her. You think I was going to grow self-free, did you? So here we see in Isaiah 45 that God is able to select leaders, put them in power, and even pre-declare what they're going to do to transform the world. I believe President Trump has been handpicked by God to do this.
Amen.
Amen. And I believe those that have risen up against him are in jeopardy.
Yes. Yeah.
Amen. So the reason that Isaiah 45 was selected, that God chose Lance and others, that it was talking about President Trump, was because President Trump was the 45th president of the United States. Isaiah 45 and 45th president. It's even hanged together more. And so I started wondering, what's in the other chapters? Now let me make this declaration right off. I'm not prophesying tonight anything other than what we know. I'm not going to try to tie scriptures to what's taking place in this nation beyond how they can parallel things. So we're going to read out of other chapters. We're going to read out of Isaiah 44, 46, and 47 tonight. And we're going to see some parallels to what's happening. Isaiah 45 was the 45th president. I want to look at Isaiah 46 as if it's the 46th president. Joseph Biden. Or whoever was upholding him, right? Now, I know that there's probably been thousands of pastors looked at this already. I'm not trying to bring out any new revelation. He's showing you some parallels. And show you how God's going to move in this situation. Because he operates in one way, he's going to operate that way again. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if he did it before, he declared it before, that's how he'll do it in the future. Amen. And in 47 will be President Trump reelected. What's it talking about in Isaiah 47? Is this okay with you tonight?
Yeah.
It is no deep revelatory teaching. It's just something I believe to exhort us to believe for the victories that are coming. So turn back to Isaiah 44. And again, this is Isaiah prophesying. Verse 21. Remember these, O Jacob and Israel, for thou art my servant. I have formed thee, thou art my servant. O Israel, thou shalt not be forgotten of me. I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgressions. Sound like the cross? Let me slow down so you can follow. I have blotted out thy transgressions. What blots out our transgressions? Not everybody at one time. The blood of Christ. This is prophesying about the results of the cross. In the Old Testament, no transgressions were blotted out. They were covered for a year. The blood of bulls and goats would cover them for a year. They could not remove them, according to Scripture. Verse 22 again. I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgressions, and as a cloud thy sins return unto me. For I redeemed thee. In other words, God said, I'll take them on myself. That's Jesus on the cross. Sing, O you heavens, for the Lord hath done it. Shut, you lower parts of the earth. Break forth into singing, you mountains, O forest, and every tree therein. For the Lord hath redeemed Jacob and glorified himself in Israel. Verse 24. Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, as Jesus, he that formed thee from the womb, I am the Lord that maketh all things, that stretcheth forth the heavens alone, that spreadeth abroad the earth by myself. In other words, he's all powerful, he's saying. That frustrateth the tokens of the liars. Oh, I like this now. He says, I frustrate those that lie. Everything they've invested, I overcome. And maketh diviners mad. That turneth wise men backward, and maketh their knowledge foolish. I'm seeing people that aren't even Christians or even conservative talk about how Democrats are imploding on themselves. I mean, just the stupid stuff they're saying. Now they're protesting Starbucks having a dress code. Crazy stuff. Wanting to turn loose, you know, killer aliens. The nonsense they're coming up with. And they're attacking President Trump for stuff that other presidents have already done. But they forget all about that. Verse 26, that confirmeth the word of his servant, and performeth the counsel of his messengers, that saith to Jerusalem, thou shalt be inhabited, and to the cities of Judah ye shall be built. Now raise up the decayed places thereof. Now understand, Isaiah was prophesying that if Israel did not change their ways, if they did not repent, they would be taken into captivity. And they were. They spent 7 years in captivity to Babylon. That was Judah, Babylon, and Persia combined. And here God's saying, I'm going to let you go. I'm giving you a confirmed word. I will let you go. You won't be separated forever. It's a temporary penalty. Now raise up cities of Judah again. How many know they're prosperous now? Israel's prosperous now. That saith to the deep, be dry, and I will dry up the rivers. Verse 20, that saith of Cyrus, he is my shepherd, and shall perform all my pleasure, even saying to Jerusalem, thou shalt be built, and to the temple, thy foundation shall be laid. Now, I want to take it back for just a second. Who is the 44th president of the United States? Barack Obama, right?
Yeah.
Yet in Isaiah 44, again, not declaring some type of unnecessary tie between the word and the United States. It's amazing in Isaiah 44. This is all a passage about how trouble's coming, but I have you in mind and you will be set free. Don't lose hope. Don't lose your vision. Don't lose your expectation. So in 44, he says, don't lose hope. I'm bringing to Cyrus. In 45, he talks about Cyrus coming and what he's going to do. That was Trump's first term in office. In 46 would be Joe Biden. Let's see what God says about potentially a tie in Isaiah 46 to our 46th president. Is this okay again for you?
Yeah.
I don't want to stress things too far for you. I'm just making parallels. Isaiah 46, verse 1. Bel boweth down, Nebo stoopeth. Their idols were upon the beasts and upon the cattle. Their carriages were heavy laden. They are a burden to the weary beast. They stoop, they bow down together. They could not deliver the burden, but themselves are gone into captivity. You know, I left something out. Or did I? It was that time. Oh no, it's in 47, never mind. Now what it's talking about here is Persia is going to come against Babylon, as it's prophesying it. And they're going to be driven out with nothing. Their animals can't carry all the stuff they want to take. And he's talking about their idols, their gods, Nebo and Baal, will be unable to save them. They will bow to what the Persians are doing. Verse 3. Hearken unto me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Israel, which are born by me from the belly, which are carried from the womb. Now he's talking to God's people. He's saying destruction is coming to Babylon. Now listen to me, O people. Here's what you can expect. And I believe this applies somewhat to what we can expect now. And what God's been working on under the covers, unseen for really the past 4 years. Verse 4, and even to your old age, I am he. And even to hoar hairs will I carry you. In other words, hoar hairs are white hair. Will I carry you? I have made and I will bear, even I will carry and will deliver you. God said, I'm going to set my people free. Even during Joe Biden's presidency, when things looked virtually hopeless, when they're hiring county IRS agents to persecute Christianity and really the churches, when they're destroying the country and bringing in millions and millions of illegal aliens to enter the voting rolls, putting them on, you know, on Medicaid, free health care, free housing, putting them up in ritzy hotels, all to buy votes for the future. That's all it was. And it said, if illegal aliens threaten to vote Republican, they'd be out of the country in a heartbeat. Because the Democrats would help get them out. It's all a ploy to buy votes. And it's hopeless. If God says, I'm going to deliver you, I'm going to carry you. I've carried you from the womb. Verse 5, to whom will you liken me? Make my equal, compare me, that we may be like. God says, who's like me? They lavish gold out of the bag, and we silver the balance. And how a goldsmith, he maketh it a god. They fall down, they worship. In other words, they're worshiping idols. But we get even tighter, they're worshiping their money and what their money can do. They believe their money is the source of all power. If we make this tithe, they bear him up on the shoulder. They got to carry their own God. They carry him and set him in his place, and he standeth. From his place shall he not remove. In other words, he can't even move. Yea, once shall cry unto him, yet can he not answer, nor save him out of his trouble. No. They're fake gods made out of money. Remember this and show yourselves men. Bring it again to mind, O you transgressors. Remember the former things of old, for I am God and there is none else. I am God and there is none like me. Declaring the end from the beginning. Here's a famous verse for many of us. Declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done. Saying, my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure. God said, I'm going to do what I want to do. Doesn't matter what the wicked are doing, how they're setting their own systems, how they're receiving kickbacks from what they're calling charity. Amen. Selling out to other nations. God says, it's not going to stand. I take great hope out of this. What I'm telling you is, if we tie Isaiah 46 to Joe Biden, and again, I'm not trying to say that's true. It's just a parallel. God is saying, despite your time of captivity, I'm still your God. I've known you from the womb, and I'm going to bring you out. These are the kind of passages over the previous 4 years I had to hang to encourage me that God's not done with America. You follow me? That God's going to turn things around.
Amen.
Despite the pacts or covenants they've made with darkness. They won't stand. They don't have curses they sin against anybody. God's bigger than that.
Yes.
Verse 11. Calling a ravenous bird from the east, the man that executed my counsel from a far country, that would be Cyrus. Yea, I've stolen it, I've spoken it, I will bring it to pass, I've purposed it, I will also do it. Hearken unto me, you stout-hearted, that are far from righteousness. I will bring near my righteousness, it shall not be far off, and my salvation shall not tarry. And I will place salvation in Zion for Israel, my glory. again, Zion's a type of the church, guys. I'm bringing my glory to the church. But I like what it says here. Let me go back to that verse. Verse 11, that executed my counsel from a far country. Now listen. Think of Israel as the people of God. Somebody from a far country would be a heathen, right? Would be an unbeliever, a heathen, an outsider. In the same way, during the Obama presidency, President Trump, Donald Trump, was from a far country, as far as the people of God. He was a heathen, an outsider, as far away from Christianity just about as you could get. But God's able to turn things around. And I believe when we get to heaven, we're going to find out one of the greatest things God ever did for this nation was get Donald Trump born again. Put him in power. So much in power, they couldn't cheat enough to take him back. Not to mention all the things he went through. That God's brought him through and kept him sharp with the right attitude. So now, Isaiah 44, going to 44th presidency. Things are bleak, but God says, I'll bring out. During the 45th, he says, here's what all Cyrus is going to do on your behalf, President Trump. 46, it looks like things are turning south again, but he says, don't lose hope. You're mine, no matter how bleak it looks. I created everything. I'm going to bring you back. I'm going to bring my glory to Zion. And 47, let's consider Isaiah 47 as Donald Trump's second term in office. Just for fun. Again, I'm not trying to say, you know, this is what was prophesied. I'm just showing you parallels. Amen. Don't go out here and say, Pastor Jack said Isaiah 47 is about Trump's second term in office. I'm not saying that. Just in study, I want to read them just to see what it says. I found some parallels to speak to me. Are you ready? Verse 1, come down and sit in the dust, O virgin, daughter of Babylon. Sit on the ground. There is no throne, O daughter of the Chaldeans, for thou shalt no more be called tender and delicate. Now again, Babylon was an extremely wicked nation. But at the same time, God raised up Daniel in Babylon and turned over one-third control of the nation, or the nations, to him. When he interpreted the dream, remember? But it was a wicked nation. Nebuchadnezzar, God judged Nebuchadnezzar one time. He went into the wilderness for some time as a lunatic. God restored his mind. But the wickedness rose to a, how can I say, climax, to an unacceptable height of God when he decided to have a party. When Nebuchadnezzar's grandson decided to have a party and called for the golden vessels out of God's temple in Jerusalem, called for them to be brought for them to revel with, to party with. And I'm sure everything else was involved in the party. God said, that's enough. And the hand appeared on the wall and says, many, many tekel a parson. This night you are weighed in the balance and found wanting. And you're weighed in the balance and found wanting. And this night you should be turned over to another country, Persian. And that night, Babylon, which looked like it was undefeatable, the Persians dammed up the river and came up under the wall and conquered the city in the night. God declared it. It happened. And Persia became the next world power. And God says through Isaiah, again, 300 years, no, I'm sorry, 200 years before it happens, 250, he says, the Persians are going to conquer you, Babylon. Yes, you will take Judah into captivity, but the Persians are coming for you. Medes and the Persians. And it happened just as he prophesied. In a day. But I started thinking about the word Babylon. Because I know Babylon represents in the Bible more than just a place. You know, Satan's got a seat. It's declared Satan has a seat in Babylon. It's known as one of much evil and power in the world. Even today, Babylon is in the center of world discussions, activity about what's going to happen with them in the future. Amen. But I did a search on the Babylon representation in the Bible. And if you do Google now, anytime you do a search, it brings up an AI answer. Know what I'm talking about? So I just took the AI answer and copied and pasted it to my notepad. So I'm reading you directly what AI said. Are you ready for this? Because it's key what we're going to be talking about. In the Bible, Babylon represents a symbolic figure of wickedness, often symbolizing earthly empires and systems that oppose God and His people. That's Babylon. Again, symbolizing earthly empires and systems that oppose God and His people. A symbolic figure of wickedness. It can also be seen as a representation of false religious beliefs and practices. Babylon is particularly prominent in the book of Revelation, where it is depicted as a great city that represents all that is evil in human government, religion, and society. That's what Babylon represents to us biblically. So it's an ancient city and an empire. It's a symbol of evil. In Revelation, it's the whore of Babylon, which I don't believe is actually Babylon itself. I believe it's a system. And it's tied to judgment and fall. But Revelation tells believers to come out of Babylon, to depart from it. So the broader meaning, according to AI, is beyond a physical and specific physical city. Babylon can be understood as a broader representation of any system or entity that promotes materialism, false ideologies, or opposition to God's will. That's Babylon. So when we're reading this, I want you to think beyond it's just this city or this empire. It's a system of evil. A system of false religious practice. A system that opposes everything of God. And of course, we know that Babylon has been for many, many years an Islamic nation. You know, I'm centered in one. Amen.
Amen.
So, Isaiah 47, verse 2. Take the millstones and grind meal, uncover their lots, and bear the leg, uncover the thigh, pass over the rivers. Now what it's telling us here is God's declaring the people of Babylon that thought they were all high and mighty, thought they were untouchable, they thought they were unbeatable. Yet God overtook them in the day. As declared. God says they will be reduced to the lowest level jobs that exist. Menial labor like grinding at the millstone. Waiting in the grease to get to their jobs. The lowest level of operation. Now, when I read this, what comes to me is what may happen many of the political leaders in this nation. I think most of them ought to be stacking license plates. You follow me? Actually, I think most of them should be shot for treason. Even the Republicans that voted recently to stop the Doge cuts, so many of them, they're on the take.
Yes.
They're wicked, they're crooked. And virtually all the Democrats, it's an evil system established in the center of a nation that's supposed to be godly. And I believe God may be letting us know He's about to reduce them, if He does like He always does, to reduce them to the lowest form of labor. They won't even be able to get a job. They'll write a book nobody will buy. Go to a speaking tour nobody will attend. Thy nakedness shall be uncovered. Yea, thy shame shall be seen. I will take vengeance. I will not meet thee as a man. Now here we go. Here we go again. I'm going to uncover you. Now again, I don't believe God's going to take these people and strip them naked. He's going to uncover their wickedness, their transgressions, their sins. He's going to show to the world. Doge has it now. Doge has the evidence. And if we have leaders that have enough gumption to expose it, to release it, they can be brought down.
Yes.
I understand we could have a major uproar in the nation. Maybe coming. But the proof has already been demonstrated. They've been on tape for decades and decades. Amen. Now the poster out there that JFK's assassination was inside job, a political coup, duh. We've known that forever. We have wicked leadership. There's only a few of them I would trust, turn my back to. Amen. God says, I'm going to uncover it. It's not going to be seen. Your shame will be seen. Then he says, I will take vengeance. I will not meet thee as a man. So I looked up what it means, I will not meet thee as a man. Now, what it's referring to, according to the commentators, of course, Pastor Callan always called common potatoes, commentators. What it means is, I'm not going to meet you with the power of a mere man. I will meet you with the power of the kingdom of heaven. And as a man might feel like he wants to be tender-hearted and forgive your iniquities, I won't, and you will receive the severest punishments.
Yes.
I don't know.
He's never heard him say, I will take vengeance against you without pity.
That's it. That's what the commentaries say, yes. I will take vengeance without pity, verse says. I'm ready for this. It's Isaiah 47. I'm ready for this right now. Let's put this nonsense down. Hope this isn't too far out there for you. Verse 4, as for our Redeemer, the Lord of hosts is his name, the Holy One of Israel. Sit thou silent. Sit thou silent and get thee into darkness, O daughter of the Chaldeans, for thou shalt no more be called the Lady of Kingdoms. Sit silent, go into darkness, your titles will be removed, you'll not be congresswoman, senator anymore. And you will go into obscurity.
Yes.
No one will remember your name because God's about to bring you down.
Yes.
I don't believe there's going to be bridges named after Nancy Pelosi once God's done.
Awesome.
You follow me? Verse 6. I was wroth with my people. I have polluted mine inheritance and given them into thine hand. And what happened was, is God, what he's talking about here is God says, because of the sins of Israel, I allowed Babylon to conquer them. But you were not merciful. You were not considerate for my people. You were a hard taskmaster. And God says, because of the way you treated my people, here's how I'm going to treat you. That's what he's saying here. I was wroth with my people. I have polluted mine inheritance and given them into thine hand. Thou didst show them no mercy upon the ancient that was very heavily laid. Very heavily laid the yoke. You are a hard taskmaster again. And thou saidst, I shall be a lady forever. So that thou didst not lay the things to thy heart, neither didst remember the latter end of it. Now listen. You said in your heart you'd be a lady forever. We have had Lady Babylon displaced Lady Liberty in this country. And they think they'll be able to hold the position forever. Do you remember the freak out mode Hillary's camp was in 2016, November 2016? When the results came through, they were in freak out mode again in 2020, but they cheated. Came up with millions of surprise ballots all of a sudden. Fake ballots. And they went into freak out mode again because what's the word I want? Pollers, the polling groups said that caramel corn would win. And Trump came through again, and they went into freak-out voting, and now they have, you know, TDS. TDS is running rampant because he rejected the truth. They can't see what is truth, and now they just believe any lie out there. I refuse to look any further. You know what TDS right is, right?
Yeah, they need a vaccine for that.
Trump derangement syndrome.
Yeah.
TDS. And so God says, I'm bringing down that lady that says she would never be brought down. That one in power, those ones in power that thought they were untouchable. I'm about to touch them.
Yes.
I'm believing this is for Isaiah 47 is for Trump this term. Verse 8. Therefore, hear now this, thou that are given to pleasures, all kinds of pleasures, Epstein pleasures, Diddy pleasures. I mean, Hollywood's as deep in this thing as Washington is. You guys are given over to the flesh that dwelleth carelessly and saith in thine heart, I am. And none else beside me. It's interesting he uses the term I am. Now, I am is in italics, so it's not originally there. But to say I is identifying yourself as your own God. Because I am is one of God's names. I am and none else beside me. I shall not sit as a widow, neither shall I know the loss of children. They think they're untouchable, even now. And everything you're seeing right now with the judges, these ludicrous judges are trying to control the nation and stop the president. All you're seeing with the judges and the false media reports, everything twisted and bent, is just a delay tactic, hoping they can take back the Senate and the House in the midterms. I believe they're going to lose major leader in those things. I believe we're seeing the end of the Democratic Party starting to take place. That's my hope. It ceases to exist. And wickedness and corruption raft in our government is halted. Understand, I'm not saying this is Trump's president, second presidency. I'm saying this is telling God, telling what he does.
Yes.
If he did it before, he'll do it again. He is a God that demonstrates what he'll do in the Word, and then we parallel it through the rest of time.
Yes.
Verse 9. But these two things shall come to thee in a moment, in one day. The loss of children and widowhood. They shall come. My goodness. What's Hunter going to do if he loses his parents? Lose that time. Never mind. They shall come upon thee in their perfection for the multitude of thy sorceries and for the great abundance of thine enchantments. Because of your witchcraft, your ties to darkness, I'm bringing you down. And it's going to cause devastation in your households. For thou wast trusted in thy wickedness. Thou wast said, none seeth me. For the most part, we didn't see him until Trump initiated Doge.
Right. Yeah.
But now we see it.
Yes.
Yeah. Thy wisdom and thy knowledge has perverted thee. And thou wilt say in thine heart, I am and none else beside me. They think they have it all. They think they're kings of the world. Therefore shall evil come upon thee. Thou shalt not know from whence it riseth. And mischief shall fall upon thee. Thou shalt not be able to put it off. And desolation shall come upon thee suddenly, which thou shalt not know. I'm ready for an arrest warrant, like 10,000 arrest warrants in one day.
Yeah.
Take them all out of power.
After church.
What's that?
After church.
That's right. That's right. Trumpetraz. That's what I heard. Trumpetraz, I think they're calling it. I wonder if they can triple the number of sharks around. St- Stand now, verse 12, stand now with thine enchantments, and with the multitude of thy sorceries wherein thou wast labored from thy youth. If so be thou shalt be able to profit, if so be thou mayest prevail. In other words, God's saying, go ahead and do what you can. Call to your false gods. Call to your, you know, money supplies. Call to those other hidden leaders of the world that you've been dependent upon. See if they can prevail. God knows about them as well. Are you following me? Thou art wearied in the multitude of thy counsels. Hey, aren't they now? Don't the Democrats seem like they're frustrated trying to tell their own lies, to weave that web of deception and nothing hangs together?
Yes.
They can't afford to be questioned because it's obvious they're lying. Here's how deceived the Democratic Party is. They're considering running either Kamala or AOC for president in 4 years. Please. Please. It says, verse 13, and thou art wearied in the multitude of thy counsels. Let now the astrologers, the stargazers, the monthly prognosticators stand up and save thee from these things that shall come upon thee. God says, it's going to happen. Behold, they shall be as stubble. The fire shall burn them. They shall not deliver themselves from the power of the flame. There shall not be a coal to warm at, nor fire to sit before it. Thus shall they be unto thee with whom thou hast labored, even thy merchants from thy youth. They shall wander every one to his quarter, none shall save them. I still have to be careful watching the news right now. Because they tell the great things Trump's doing, but then they'll give all the evil reports that the wicked are, you know, spewing forth, and all the efforts are making, you know, some big headlines, Fox News report or whatever. And I don't like to see what the wicked are doing. I just like to believe God's about to overturn it and pray in that fashion. And so I believe, I'm hoping Isaiah 47 parallels what takes place in Trump's term of office this time. Not to mention restoring peace in the world, prosperity to America. You follow me? Christian elevation, the glory of God coming on this nation. So, if he did it before, he'll do it again. I want to ask, did anybody get anything out of this tonight?
Yes.
I'm number board stiff. I can't wait to get out of here. Don't raise your hand. Good. This word has all the answers.
Yes, it does.
I mean, the same word that declared in Isaiah 45, Cyrus, Trump will be president. I got the coin. You want to see it? See me here in a minute. The same word that declared all that. It's the same one talking about America today. Thank you, Jesus. So I want to ask, Lord Father, I thank you for your word. You see it within us. Cause to rise up and be the people of great faith, that we implement great change, we believe you for great manifestation. We declare in this church there are none sick, none in pain, none oppressed, none in strife, none in lack, none in fear. Thank you for our new facility. It's phenomenal. In Jesus' name, amen.